Lord, we again tonight would remember the boys down in the village in Natick and Nonantum. We remember the cottagers, Lord, whatever is on their schedule this evening, bump devotions, whatever they're gathering and praying and looking to you, meet them, Lord. Draw near to the boys, draw near to the cottagers. We thank you for a good day. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your help. We thank you for your word that went out. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will draw very near now to these young fellows and girls as they are in their times of worship and devotion. Bless them, we pray. For Jesus' sake, we ask it. And we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. You know, I hear the sound of rain. But I don't know what's going to be in an hour or so. Maybe the sound of rain will have departed. I don't know what that means for wood that gets all wet. And Brother Tom is looking happily that it's rain. He's looking at me and wondering what we're going to do. And I'm wondering also what we're going to do. Tonight, some of you maybe have heard, and I didn't try to mention this too much during the day because I'm trying to downplay it. Because the weather was iffy all day long. Sometimes it rained, sometimes it didn't. The boys came down late to swim because it wasn't nice in the early afternoon. And then around supper time, I took great courage and heart because I knew that it was clearing and I knew that the sun was breaking through and I knew that the sky was blue. And now I hear something out there that makes me think otherwise. So tonight, we are happy that Sister Edith is here. Sister Edith is not only the camp cook, as you know, this period, these 2 weeks, but Sister Edith, her day job is different than the job that she's performing down there in the kitchen. You would think from the meals that we've been getting that Sister Edith is a professional cook someplace, has a restaurant that she runs out in the Midwest, but that's not really true. Sister Edith is a professor and, as some of you know, studied very much church history and knows very, very much more than any of us put together about church history. And so, you know, it's a given. It's a given. 500-year anniversary of the Reformation. And so, you know, I was supposed to say something about the Reformation, and here I am saying something about the Reformation. Was it 95, 94, 96 theses? What was it? Was it the door of Wittenberg, or was it Brandenburg? Or, you know, I mean, I could have figured all that out, but I thought, well, I don't have to figure any of it out. Because Sister Edith is going to be her third period, and she knows it already. And she can talk to us, and it's good that we know something about church history. Maybe it'll even inspire you and whet your appetite to learn a little more. I noticed in the staff guide that you read every day, or almost every day, something by Martin Luther, right? You got a quote from Martin Luther every day in there, and you're reading something. And I also noticed the name, a guy named Zwingli. Did you see that name? Did you come across him yet? Somebody else named Calvin. His name was in there, and maybe, I don't think Sister Edith is going to talk about all of them. She might mention some of them, I don't know. But we want to give her that opportunity tonight. Now, this shower is passing, and so when the shower passes and when the time comes that we go out, we'll end earlier tonight, and Lord willing, we'll have our opportunity to enjoy our fellowship around a bonfire on the beach where you'll all be given s'mores. Isn't that nice? You look forward to that now. Something else I should mention is that Sister Edith has authored a number of books, and I'm not going to advertise all of them, but the latest book that she has written in, it's not only by her. She does have a chapter, though, in this book entitled Billy Graham, American Pilgrim. And Sister Edith has a chapter in this book about the songs and the Billy Graham Crusade. If you were here last year, 2 years ago, 2 years ago, third period, you remember that she spoke to us about how great thou art and how that came into being and the songs in the Billy Graham Crusade. Well, you can read about those songs or about the Billy Graham Crusade songs in this book, but you can't get it at the boathouse. Okay, so don't go down there and ask Sister Maureen for it because she's not going to be able to sell it to you, but you can get it online. You go to Amazon, you know where to find books. Just go find this book, Billy Graham, American Pilgrim. And if you want to read it and order it, here it is. You can look at it afterwards. I can't give you this. You can't even take it back to your room to read. You could do that with the Reformation books in the library, but not with this book. There's one in the library. So first come, first serve. I'll see you as we sing our first song. You'll be heading that way to get it. But, okay, there's one there. You can read the chapter. Don't forget the whole book. Just read the chapter. Put the book back so somebody else could read the chapter. Or better yet, go buy the whole book. Right, Sister Edith? Buy the whole book, and then they could read all the chapters. Because they're all good, aren't they? Okay, she thinks so. I kind of agree. That's all I wanted to say. I would like us all to sing together, though, a song that Martin Luther wrote. I believe he wrote a number of songs. I think this is his most famous one. I think so. It's number 10. I believe it's number 10 in our hymn book. Number 10. Maybe we should stand. Maybe we could sing better if we would stand. Number 10. Before we sing the last verse, or I should say before we have the instruments play a verse for us, so get ready, we want to pray yet for Sister Susan. She's not here tonight because she's not well and back in her room, and ask that we pray. Her mom asked that we pray for her, and maybe she did too, but we want to remember Susan and ask the Lord to touch her and whatever's wrong to make her well, and ask the Lord to meet her tonight. And so could we just bow in prayer? and ask the Lord for help. Lord, we thank you that you are the great healer. Lord, we're not strangers to what you can do. And we pray, Lord, that you will stretch out your hand and touch Susan. Because of Calvary, because of the blood, because of your atoning sacrifice, we have a right to this altar. And we come to you, Lord, on Susan's behalf, and we pray that right now you'll meet Susan, meet her need, touch her, Lord, in her body. We pray for Jesus' sake. We thank you, Lord, for it. Amen. Amen. Shall we sing that last verse? I'm sorry. No, we're not going to sing. Here we go.
Fire.